Good evening, reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Monday, November 4th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. A pair of Tony winners getting at it over the weekend. Keisha Lewis and Patti LuPone, currently next-door neighbors at the Schubert and Booth Theaters, were sparring over the sound design for the hit musical Hell's Kitchen. LuPone had reached out to the owner of the Schubert, where Hell's Kitchen continues to run, asking for adjustments to the show's sound design, calling it too loud, and saying that it could be heard from inside the booth, where she stars in The Roommate, a much more intimate play. After LuPone's request was granted, she sent flowers to the Hell's Kitchen sound design and stage management team. Lewis responded by taking to Instagram on Saturday, accusing LuPone of bullying and microaggression in a 6-minute video. A few weeks before, LuPone had also previously bypassed a fan at stage door requesting she sign a Hell's Kitchen playbill, again explaining that they were too loud. Lewis concluded, referring to a predominantly black Broadway show as loud can unintentionally reinforce harmful stereotypes, and it also feels dismissive of the artistry and the voices that are being celebrated on stage. She then asked for an apology from LuPone. The producing team of The Roommate would later respond with a statement of their own. We are grateful to everyone at Hell's Kitchen for adjusting their cues to prevent sound bleed into our theater, which was affecting backstage, onstage, and into the audience. On Broadway, these historic buildings were built long before the existence of modern amplification and sit side by side, playhouses sharing walls with musical houses. These kinds of sound accommodations from one show to another are not unusual, and are always deeply appreciated. We're proud to share Schubert Alley with Hell's Kitchen, and wish our neighbors continued success. Tonight, the Book of Mormon celebrates 5,000 performances in New York. This is a feat that only 11 other shows have accomplished in Broadway history. The religious satire from the creators of South Park has been running for over 13 years and counting. It is the longest-running show in the history of the Eugene O'Neill Theater, and it has broken the house record over 50 times thus far. Congratulations to everyone involved. And finally today, the late Gavin Creel will be honored next month with a memorial celebration. It was just announced today that it will be held on December 2nd, beginning at 4 p.m. at the St. James Theater, where Creel made his final Broadway appearance in Into the Woods. The event is open to the public. Creel's family and friends suggest guests make donations in his memory to Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, the nonprofit organization that he was such a prominent advocate for through the years. Creel, who was well adored in the theater community, passed away at just 48 years old on September 30th from a rare form of cancer. In addition, the lights of each Broadway theater will be dimmed for Creel for 1 minute at 6:45 p.m. the following day, December 3rd. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.